Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution. Program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this radio station nor its management. In this episode, I'm featuring the New England Veg Fest happening this Sunday at Worcester State University. First, let's hear more of this beautiful music by Vegan Queen V in England, UK. This is The Power. Some clips of her other songs on her newly released album, Freedom Warrior, released on 050522 at 5:55 p.m. Vegan Queen V.
Along this journey that I've been taking, I've recorded moments with a song. Some of you may be familiar with the song What Hell Is Like, which I wrote after watching the documentary Land of Hope and Glory by Surge and Earthling Ed, a very worthwhile documentary to share with your friends and family. I want to make people aware of the terrible situation that so many souls have in this lifetime, and I want to make them aware of the fact that it's all in their hands. They have the choice to continue this or to end it. We have the power, and that is what half of the album is about as well, empowering people and making them see that it's all in them and they are awesome. One of the songs is called Beautiful, Powerful, Free, because I want people to realise, remember, or just even learn, maybe they never knew, they were never told how amazing and beautiful, powerful they are. And especially in times like today, when freedoms are being taken away, we are free, and this album is going to remind you of that. You are free.
When animal rights and music collided, Vegan Queen V was born. This is her song, What Hell Is Like.
Don't know what it was I did. in a place like this. I've heard that there is love somewhere up above, outside the hell this is. No one cares that I am me. I'm just a number on a sheet. Just something to use until I'm no use. A commodity. I'm dying. Struggling for air. Here crying.
To Vegan Queen V in England, UK, an activist and musician.
What we're doing, it is crazy what we keep on doing. Are we winning? Are we losing in this battle? We're choosing sides. Which side are you on? When they look in history books, where do you belong? Which side you're standing?
This is Sides by Vegan Queen V.
Side, which side do you want? When they look in history books, where do you belong? Which side?
Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Much thanks to Vegan Queen V for sharing her music. This is from her newly released album, Freedom Warrior. Soon we'll be taking a short break, and after the break, we'll be hearing all about the New England Veg Fest 2022, Sunday, May 22nd, at Worcester State University, a vegan event.
This is WCUW Worcester.
Please join us on Vegan Nation right here on WCUW 91.3 FM every Monday, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Vegan Nation features local, national, and international news, events, interviews, and music on the vegan lifestyle. Listen worldwide at WCUW.org. Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and the globe. Thanks for tuning in.
WCU.
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Amanda Rose, the co-founder of New England Veg Fest, and Jennifer Wiglinski, the executive director of New England Veg Fest. Wow, welcome, Amanda.
Welcome. Thanks for having us.
And welcome, Jen.
Hi, Marlene. Thanks so much for having us on.
Oh, thank you both. This is so important and so wonderful and very exciting. Yeah, so Amanda, let's hear about New England Veg Fest, where it is, when it is, and how our listeners can find out more information about New England Veg Fest.
So we couldn't be more excited just to see everyone's faces for the 2022 New England Veg Fest. We're just so excited. We're going to be returning in person at a new beautiful venue, which is at the Wellness Center at Worcester State University in Worcester, Massachusetts. So we had our 10th annual fest, thousands and thousands of attendees back in 2019. Like many other organizations, we had to cancel our 2020 event, and we had a virtual New England Veg Fest last year. So this year we're back. We're back in person. We're excited to welcome folks, you know, from all across New England to come out and support animal advocacy causes, plant-based businesses and organizations. So it is May 22nd. It's going to be from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. for general admission. We also have VIP early entry that begins at 11. So we have over 100 amazing exhibitors across two exhibit halls, a new outdoors area. So we're really excited. We have an amazing lineup with impressive speakers, fun activities, cooking demos. So we're really excited about New England Veg Fest 2022 on May 22nd.
Thank you, Amanda. Wonderful. Thanks. So for this interview, we're going to focus primarily on the vegan chefs that are going to be presenting at New England Veg Fest. So Jen, let's hear about one of them.
Sure. Well, Marlene, we're bringing in a lineup of three vegan chefs who are all based locally, and they're all women. They're all representing women-owned businesses. One of our chefs is Sylvia Loney. She's from Connecticut, also known as Chef Sil or Latina Vegan Chef. She's been vegan for about 4 years and actually became vegan after her father was diagnosed with cancer because she recognized that cancer ran in her family and wanted to switch to a healthier diet. Because of that, she really focuses on veganizing food that we all love, but that's also healthy. Her business, Chef Sil's Vegan Kitchen, is a Latinx women-owned market. They do pop-ups, they do catering, and they do demos like the one we'll have at the festival. Her demo is going to be Hearts of Palm Ceviche. So ceviche is a healthy Peruvian dish that's normally made with fish, but she'll be replacing it with hearts of palm and marinated in fresh lime juice and red onions. And I will say she will also be doing samples during the demo, so I think it's going to be a really exciting thing for attendees to watch and try.
Great. Thank you, Jen. And Amanda, let's hear about another one of the chefs.
So our next chef is Charlie Lumpkins, La Vegan Chef, and she's a vegan food enthusiast, a recipe developer. She's also creator of the infamous Sassy Jack chicken wings, which are so, so good. And she's the owner and founder of LA Family Group, which is a vegan manufacturing company, which is committed to transforming comforting recipes that we all grew up with into delicious vegan-friendly meals. So she's going to be doing a food demo that is cauliflower tacos. So fried tender cauliflower morsels, red pepper, kimchi, pineapple slaw, sweet heat aioli. It's sounding really tasty. So she's going to kind of do a perfect summer meal that you can make at cookouts with your family, kind of inspired by her summertime childhood trips in San Fran. She had a lot of food traditions that kind of make up American fusion. So the tacos pull from sort of an array of food techniques and different flavor profiles. So she's going to demonstrate how to prepare and fry cauliflower to give it like a perfect texture, but also kind of give food hacks for preparing all the toppings that can spice it up.
Thank you, Amanda.
The vegan chef will also be exhibiting at the New England Veg Fest, so make sure to stop by and visit her table as well as check out her food demo.
And Jen, let's hear about another one of the chefs.
Sure. So another one of our chefs is Suman Shah. She owns the company Fork on a Road. She's actually going to be exhibiting at the festival as well. And she was actually the one who kind of kick-started our lineup, because she reached out to us and asked if she could demo. And then we realized, hey, let's work with some local chefs, exhibitors, and women who own businesses. So Suman's company, Fork on a Road, it's a vegan meal kit company. But what makes them different is that they really focus on the spices and the flavors. She sends spice packets as well as grains, and encourages customers to use locally sourced produce to create really flavorful meals and really get the most out of the food that they have. At the demo, that's kind of what the demo will be about. At the Veg Fest, too, she's going to show people how to build flavor into their vegan meals using spices and just kind of to use common items that they already have in their pantry, kind of with a focus on recipes that are easy but really flavorful and also relatively low cost.
Thank you, Jen. Let's have a quick review of the cultural cuisines, the three cultural cuisines that are going to be at New England Veg Fest for cooking demonstrations.
Sure. Yeah. One of our goals is definitely to show people that vegan food has a place in all different cuisines. So we'll have Sylvia is doing Latin American, a Latin American Peruvian dish. Charlie is going to be doing barbecue, because a lot of people do sometimes wonder how they can eat vegan at a barbecue, and there's so many different ideas. And then Suman's company has Indian food.
That's great. That's so great. Thank you. And Amanda, let's hear about vegan publishers and the children's book reading at New England Veg Fest.
Of course. So we have a kids book reading and activity corner at the New England Veg Fest. So we'll have children's activities going on all throughout the day in Exhibit Hall B. And at 1:30, we're going to have a children's book reading with Dr. Casey Taff from Vegan Publishers. And he'll be reading the book Junebug, No Life Too Small. It's just a little charming story about respecting the smallest forms of life. So June helps her friends see that we shouldn't harm those who have a right to be here just as we do, no matter how tiny they are. So she demonstrates actions that we can take to keep bugs and little critters out of harm's way. You know, really sweet message for children and adults as well. So Dr. Casey Taff will be reading it. And as you mentioned, he is the co-owner of Vegan Publishers. He's also a professor of psychiatry at Boston University School of Medicine. So he specializes in family violence prevention. Vegan Publishers has been with us over the years doing children's book readings, as well as they'll be exhibiting. So they'll have some of their books. Vegan Publishers' mission is to raise vegan awareness. So they address the void in vegan children's literature, animal advocacy, philosophy, and ethics, just kind of shining a light on the ways in which we can, protect animals and the ways that we're culturally indoctrinated to do harm to non-human animals, and kind of presenting that, you know, not just in some of their adult literature, but specifically for children. They have a lot of great children's books. So he'll be presenting Junebug, No Life Too Small, 1:30 in Exhibit Hall B. So we hope that some families will join us and participate in some of the kids' activities there as well.
That's great. And Vegan Publishers is also local. It's Danvers, Massachusetts. So that's great. And on the vegan chefs that we've just featured, the three vegan chefs, women-owned businesses who will be giving presentations and cooking demonstrations and samples at New England Veg Fest, those three women, what parts of New England are they from?
So Sylvia is from Connecticut, and Suman and Charlie are from Massachusetts.
Wonderful. Thanks. And Jen, could you please give us a review of New England Veg Fest, where it is, when it is, and how our listeners can learn more about it. And it's comprehensive and massive. It's really great. So just give us a little taste and insight into more of what's happening on May 22nd.
Sure. Well, the festival is taking place on May 22nd at Worcester State University in Worcester, Massachusetts. Preview hour at 11, and then general admission starts at 12 to 5. We are asking people to reserve tickets ahead of time. And they can do so by visiting our website at anyvegfest.org. We encourage everyone who is vegan or curious about veganism to attend. It's going to be a great lineup. As we've discussed, we have our three vegan chefs doing demos, kids activities, several other activities. We have some other great presenters coming. And, of course, we have over 100 exhibitors coming who will be sampling and selling vegan food and drink, merchandise, skincare, all sorts of different products, as well as a lot of nonprofits as well that people can connect with. We also will be both inside and outside this year with exhibitors, and our outdoor area has a whole lineup of vegan food trucks. This is the first time we've ever been able to do something like this.
This is wonderful. Thank you both so much.
We're super excited. We hope everyone's going to come out and join us. And make sure to visit our website, which is nevegfest.org. So we have all the information there for attending, how to get tickets, what the speaker lineup is, volunteer opportunities. So we hope everyone will, you know, come and join us, and really looking forward to it.
Also, the new this year that we're excited about is we have a presenting sponsor for the first time ever. Vine Sanctuary is our presenting sponsor, so they've really helped us bring the festival to the community, and we're very thankful to them. Their founder, Patrice Jones, will also be speaking. Vine is an LGBTQ-led farmed animal sanctuary, like I said, up in Vermont. They actually, I believe, are the second largest sanctuary in the United States in terms of animals. They have 700 rescued animals, so we're really excited to have them there. One of our other speakers is Jake Conroy. He's a longtime animal rights activist, as well as he runs social media called The Cranky Vegan. Jake was involved in a international animal rights campaign called Shack USA and was actually arrested for violating the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act and spent 4 years in federal prison. So I'll be speaking a little bit about his story, but just in general about what he's learned from being an activist for 27 years. And I think that'll be a really interesting presentation. So one of our other speakers is Eric Singh Lindstrom, known as the Skeptical Vegan. He's the executive director of Farm Animal Rights Movement, or FARM. He wrote two best-selling books, The Skeptical Vegan and Raising Vegan Kids. He has a really interesting story because he grew up in like a really meat-heavy household and basically went vegan as an adult on a bet with his wife, and then became like this really big animal activist. And his book tells the story in just a really funny way, and also talks about how anyone can go vegan at any age, and addresses the issue of men can go vegan and can you get enough protein and stuff like that. So he's just going to be talking about his journey and how it inspires others. We're also bringing to the festival the 46 Million Turkeys Project. It's a participatory art project by artist Cheryl Miller. The idea behind it is that every year for Thanksgiving, 46 million turkeys are killed and eaten for Thanksgiving dinner. And Cheryl is trying to get people to draw a total of 46 million portraits of turkeys to show how each turkey is an individual. So we're hoping attendees will come out and each draw a picture of a turkey. We also have a lot of fun other activities, including some live music performances as well as a yoga class.
Good, good. Besides the food truck, is there also going to be other restaurants that are going to have food there?
Marlene, there's going to be so much amazing food there. I was just saying to some of my friends in the vegan community, like, get prepared this week, pick up some Tupperware, wear your stretch pants, because you're going to be eating. I'm going to be eating a lot of delicious food. We have so much awesome food, so many amazing businesses that are going to be there. So, yeah.
That's great. In addition to the chefs, the cooking demo, the food trucks outside, then you're also going to have vegan restaurants inside for people to eat delicious vegan food. Thanks.
We have two big exhibit halls and a little outside area. So whether you want to be inside or outside, it'll be a little bit spaced out, which is great. You know, folks will have some room to move around and get comfy and find spots to sit down and kind of picnic with your lunch.
And in addition to the presenter sponsor, Vine Sanctuary, up there in Vermont. And I know that you're going to have many other sanctuaries in New England with booths at New England Veg Fest. Let's hear a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're in a variety of farm sanctuaries and animal rescue groups. So one of the best ways to get involved is to visit them at New England Veg Fest, but also, you know, visit, volunteer at, donate to a farm sanctuary or rescue organization within New England. Get to know the folks that are running them, if there's ways that you can help out, and they all need our support. And there's a bunch of them in New England that people can, you know, travel to that's close enough where you can spend the day and participate in whatever way that they are able to.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, a great lineup of speakers and presenters and the long line of vegan food trucks. Really great. Thank you. Thank you, Jen, and thank you, Amanda.
Thank you so much.
And I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We just heard from Jen and Amanda, the co-organizers of New England Veg Fest, happening at Worcester State University, Massachusetts, May 22nd, Sunday. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station nor its management. Let's go out with more of the music from Vegan Queen V, an animal rights and human rights activist in England, UK. This is Awake. This is Marlene wishing you a good day. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Now this is Hold On, ooh, hold on, by Vegan Queen V. Join us again next week at the same time. You can hear the show Vegan Nation again at vegansradio.com and also at the radio station's website, wcuw.org/community. One love.